Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and in that capacity, every week he is here at this time to go through the charts. So we have this past week, August 29th to September 2nd, in the focus. Michael, how do the numbers and the stories stack up?
Yeah, a lot of activity out there on the airwaves in the final week of August 2011. Major League Baseball action at number 10, National Football League preseason at number 9. Dick Cheney's book at number 8. Dick Cheney is doing lots and lots and lots of talk radio interviews. He's picking, of course, people that he feels safe with. At number 7, Syrian violence. At number 6, Iran nukes. The hurricane left its mark, and the aftermath of Irene was number 5. At number 4, the financial markets activity. Number 3, Libya turmoil and the U.S. policy toward it. And at number 2, we have the 2012 presidential race. And at number 1, we have Obama's economic policy and his jobs speech. Those are the stories. Now, the people that have been talked about within those stories and unto themselves. At number 10, Steve Jobs. At number 9, Dick Cheney. At number 8, Bashar al-Assad. At number 7, Muammar Gaddafi. At number 6, Chris Christie. 5, Sarah Palin. Number 4, Ron Paul. Number 3, Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann. Number 2, John Boehner. And number 1, the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
All right. So Sean Hannity says he is outraged by the disrespectful treatment that has been aimed at his friend Dick Cheney. And so he's going out of his way to protect Dick Cheney. And much of apparently what he's been talking about this week on his program has been a defense of Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, was that on the air or off the air? I think it was on the air. Picks and chooses the programs he wants to go on so long as he's treated well. Being treated well means I'm not going to get any rough questions. And all that. There was an interesting interview with somebody wherein he talked about being Darth Vader, and some pictures showed up of him wearing a Darth Vader mask in his office, which is actually kind of funny. I don't find the guy amusing, funny, pleasant. There's nothing about all of this stuff. The hoopla between him and Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice makes him look like a racist. I mean, he is who he is. But the question happened, and I don't remember on whose program I heard this, Michael. When did you change? Because you used to be a nice guy.
Oh,
I mean, that's my rendering. He was at his he and his wife were at one of the talkers. I don't know that it was it was one of your events. I don't remember where it was, but I remember having dinner with him, and I thought, hey, this guy's okay. It was before he went to Halliburton, and I figure that's where he changed. He got ruthless and bloodthirsty when he was running Halliburton. So, but is this, like, he wants to be a punching bag? It's as easy, it's a good distraction, great conversation. How do you see this?
I think he wants to sell books.
Uh-huh. You need the money?
I think he wants to make money. I think that Dick Cheney is tremendously motivated by money, as are so many of the people in politics. They go in with a certain amount of assets and wealth, and they come out enormously wealthy with jobs that don't really pay that much. Mm-hmm. So where are they getting their money? They're getting their money from the access that their power buys them in terms of making deals, speaking, books, and who knows what else. But no, I think that Cheney is motivated by money, as evidenced by his connections to companies like Halliburton, and as evidenced by one of the criticisms that is leveled toward Cheney in terms of what motivated the entire war that he presided over,
mm-hmm.
With its connections to industries and companies that profited by the strife.
You know, it's so obvious to some. Why do you think some people see it and understand what you've just said, and other people say, that's no, you blasphemous son of a, you know what?
Because a lot of people like to approach things that are beyond their control. That can be very frightening when you look at it as it really is, with a sense of, shall we say, naivety and childlike innocence.
Mm-hmm.
Makes them feel better about the fact that we kill people, we steal, we take, we do in war. I'm not saying specifically us. I'm saying all people. Yeah. When you wrap the flag around something, or you wrap higher notions of glory and groupthink as opposed to individual responsibility, it makes it easier to participate in things that ultimately will line your own pocket, or you think it will. Again, I don't want to get a bunch of email from people saying that I'm saying specifically this has to do with anything. I'm just saying, in general, philosophically, that's why we have this whole notion that what we do has a higher level of glory attached to it, when in fact, it is what it is.
Yeah. All right, let's move to Ron Paul for a moment, one of the people on our top 10 list this week again. Has it been advantageous for him to get the attention? Talk radio, news talk radio, seem to be the carriers of the information on how the standard news media was ignoring Ron Paul.
So, yeah, but Ron Paul's the kind of guy that just makes great copy for talk radio, because he says a lot of the things that the other candidates won't say because it's not prudent for them to say it. I don't think Ron Paul, deep in his heart, believes he'll ever be president, but he speaks on behalf of a certain truth, or a certain truth to certain people, that you're not going to hear from the more compromising and pragmatic political-minded candidates. Mm. So he makes great copy for talk radio. They love, talk radio hosts love guys like Ron Paul. Right. They loved Ross Perot. Mm-hmm. They used to love John Anderson back in 1980. There's a whole history of guys like this, from the left, from the right, from the middle, who speak their minds and talk a certain level of truth that pragmatic politicians shun.
Yeah, I think I find him the most appealing of any of the candidates, frankly, at the moment. My own personal side of it is that he is the guy who has walked the walk and talked the talk for 30-some-odd years, and he's been pretty consistent one way or the other. You don't have to like everything. I mean, all the people that supported Obama probably still vote for him. They don't mean they like everything he's done. Most people don't like most of what he's done, no matter which side of the court you're on.
And just because somebody says things that you agree with doesn't necessarily mean that if they were president, they would be effectively governing, that they'd be good at administrating.
Right. Look at the case in point. Hello. What's going on right now?
So that's why I said before, guys like Ron Paul are perfect for the public marketplace of ideas.
Yeah. You know, it's very interesting. Talk radio host, and I'm not sure where it started, I just know it's become viral, suggested this weekend, you can suggest anything, how do you know if it's true or not, that there are rumors floating about that Hillary Clinton is thinking of running for president, and that the Democrats are trying to get Barack Obama to step aside, because he'll never win. If you put Mickey Mouse up, he'll get beaten.
That's probably completely and totally untrue. Two things are untrue. One, she's not planning to run, and two, he is not that easy to beat.
Yeah, not with the guys you see floating around out there now.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. All right.
And Obama's playing that card.
Yeah, all of a sudden, everything's going to change again. We'll continue in a matter of moments. You're listening to Michael Harrison and his overview of the top 10 stories and the people being talked about this week on issue-oriented news talk radio stations all over the country.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Want to know how you can get the latest in consumer electronics for free? Then log on to
freeslide11.com
and find out how you can get a free brand name laptop, digital camera, gaming console, Apple iPad, and much, much more.
That's right. freeslide11.com
is your spot for free items online.
I can't believe how easy it is.
Just go to freeslide11.com.
Complete a survey and participate in some amazing offers.
That's right.
freeslide11.com
is your source for the latest consumer electronics on the market. You may be eligible to get them absolutely free. Just visit www.freeslide11.com.
It's crazy and totally legit.
Free Slide is the real deal, man.
Hey, what's better than free, right?
Don't delay. Today's offer will end at midnight tonight, so hurry and get yours today. Check back daily to see what other amazing electronics are available.
freeslide11.com.
It's your spot for free stuff on the web. Terms and conditions may apply, so see website for details. Hurry. Product expires. Again, go to
freeslide11.com.
That's www.freeslide11.com.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, September 11th, plays handily into even current discussions. Next week, plenty of it as we approach the anniversary, the 10th anniversary. So what do you think is going to be the best way either to focus or that the stations will find to cover what this event will mean?
Well, I mean, anytime you have a 10-year milestone and the world is moving so fast, everyone's going to say, I can't believe it's 10 years. Mm-hmm. It gives you a chance to assess where you've been, where you are, and where you're going. I think we should be spending a lot more time where we're going. As a matter of fact, I want to congratulate you. I understand that you've been involved in making a documentary special talk broadcast that will be on your daily show and on stations that are not necessarily affiliated with it, taking the 10-year milestone as an opportunity to see where we're going as opposed to where we've been. I think that's a very good idea, Doug. I hope people listen to it.
Thank you. I did it because I thought we have had enough of the past. How many more times are you going to look at that video and shudder? I just actually, when you made that announcement, I got goosebumps because it is, yeah, we're trying to do something that will be available to people if they want to take it over September 11th, that will look to the future. A lot of people who have been involved in this sort of thing, one of them is this young fellow that we've sort of investigated who was 5 on September 11th, 15 now. His name is Evan Parness, and he did this charity, which I think it's called New York Says Thank You. And, you know, what was started then and where is it now? You know, that kind of stuff, I think, is more compelling, more interesting, and more positive than drilling around in the same old stuff, which is going to end up focusing on building a mosque across from where the towers were, all of that stuff.
You going to make this available on your website?
Yes.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Let people know, because this way people can hear a thing like that on demand.
Yeah, right. It'll be on the website by next weekend, I think, Rich.
Wonderful.
On it? Yeah. It'll be on the web. There's everything, actually, that we do, including this program, is archived at DougSteffen.com.
Well, I just think that there should be more talk radio specials. I think we're missing the boat by thinking of everything in this medium as being, you know, part of a series, strip show.
Yep.
I think these specials offer great opportunity to cover subjects that are worth a one-time go-around, and people can hear them on demand.
That's the story. Thank you, Michael. Michael is Michael Harris, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with his overview of the big stories for this past week on talk radio stations all over the country.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Take it to
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the review, the daily review of the hot hits. Talk radio over the course of the week usually develops about 10 items that seem to be on the top of people's minds. People want to talk about or listen to discussions of these issues. And today, in this hour, we're focusing on the presidential race. And then the discussion about FEMA. Ron Paul has stirred the pot a little bit, and that's a good thing. And then as we have a moment or two, we'll discuss what's going on, the current info from Libya. From our Countdown affiliate WTMA in Charleston, South Carolina, here's host Richard Todd speaking to Senator Jim DeMint, who is from South Carolina, about what he needs to see as a Republican before he'll endorse anybody.
We would expect a DeMint endorsement at some point prior to the South Carolina primary.
Yeah, Richard, unless we end up with two candidates who are very much the same and there's not very much difference, and I just choose not to to pick sides in that. But I would encourage folks, unless they feel a real need to jump in now, is wait and see how these candidates deal with this Super Congress recommendation. What do they say? Because some of them were really quiet on this debt limit debate, and we needed people speaking out about what was good and bad about it. So I'm going to wait, and we'll see what these candidates say. I'd encourage folks in South Carolina to really find out as much as you can about them before you jump in.
We seem to be having a fight within the Republican Party, a healthy fight, I believe, that comes out of the second term of the Bush administration, ramped up during the Obama administration and the spending habits and the fiscal irresponsibility. And you seem to have the Tea Party group and those who are staunch fiscal conservatives. There's also a sort of a neoconservative or hawkish wing of the Republican Party, and there seems to be a real split between, you know, there's websites up called Anyone But Mitt. You have the Tea Party group that really does not want to endorse Mitt Romney. You also have 75% of Republicans, according to a Gallup poll, say they'll support someone who can beat the president.
Right.
25% say they'll support somebody who more represents their principles. In the end, what would you tell the Republican Party, as far as supporting your principles or someone who can beat the president?
I think we'll get both. They've tried to tell me in Washington, and I was lectured on this after I endorsed Pat Toomey over our inspector, that they said to me, this is not about principle, it's about numbers. What they don't understand is we will get the numbers when we stand up for the right principles. Over 70% of Americans now think we should balance our budget. That's a big tent out there for Republicans who want to focus on those fiscal issues. And that's why I want to see what these candidates do on a balanced budget. If they're not willing to say we have to pass a balanced budget, we have to let the states ratify it, then really I don't have any use for them right now, because our country is going to go bankrupt unless we're forced by law to balance our budget. It doesn't matter if Republicans are in charge or Democrats. And unless we, as 49 states have to do, balance our budget every year, we're going to bankrupt our country. So I'm going to keep listening and try to let people around the country know there's not the division. I think the word you mentioned, Richard, healthy. This is a healthy debate. Republicans need to debate those principles. And I think if we're having debate between traditional conservatives and libertarians, that's the kind of party I want to be in.
All right. Now, I made reference a few minutes ago to an interview Dave Sniff did with Michelle Bachmann, or at least a conversation with his listeners about Michelle Bachmann's joke. Remember what she said? Hurricane Irene was a message from God.
Here's what happens. You're on the campaign trail, right? You're stopping at various cities all over the countryside, and you're getting out and you're doing your little speech, and the speechwriter's got to freshen things up, so they usually take something topical, and they tie it into, you know, a little bit of comedy, and they put it on paper and say, wow, this will be good. They'll love this. And here's what she said over the weekend.
Washington, D.C., you'd think by now they'd get the message. An earthquake. A hurricane. Are you listening? The American people have done everything they possibly can. Now it's time for an act of God, and we're getting it.
All right, so you think that was funny? It's a rehash. I mean, it kind of, I think, laying flat on people's ears. All right, so that's enough on politics. The hurricane, I guess there's some politics involved in this discussion, which comes up next on the countdown.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For relief that lets you get on with your day, turn to Advil. Nothing's been proven to work better or last longer. And Thermacare's heat penetrates deep to relax muscles. Now, when you buy any participating one Advil and one Thermacare product at Walgreens, you'll get $5 in register rewards. Offer good August 28th through October 1st on participating products. Limit one coupon printed per offer. See coupon for exclusions, limitations, and expiration. Use all products as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hurry into the PetSmart Labor Day sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on select varieties of Nutro Natural Choice dog food in 35-pound bags, providing precise, superior nutrition with natural sources of glucosamine and chondroitin for healthy joints. Don't miss these great Labor Day deals from Nutro and more. Going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
All right, hurricane talk. Maybe that'll be a new part of morning radio programs. Or maybe it's a new format, hurricane talk. There is a new one. No, not Hurricane Irene. There's a new hurricane, formerly known as Tropical Storm Katia, or Katia. It has strengthened into a hurricane. And then there's another mass of thunderstorms out in the Atlantic. It could become another named storm. So we have lots of news media coverage, lots of ways to make you afraid and scared. And meanwhile, the rehash continues about Hurricane Irene. And the most interesting conversation, at least from my perspective, to come out of this, Ron Paul continues to say it's time to get rid of FEMA. And he's happy to introduce the discussion wherever he is and explain his reasonings. Let's listen first, though, to Wolf Blitzer talking to Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders about the recovery efforts up there and the comments Ron Paul has made about getting rid of FEMA.
Were the people of Vermont adequately warned about this disaster?
Yeah, I think they were. Problem is, what could not have been anticipated is that 6 to 8 inches of rain fell in a very short period of time, and brooks suddenly became, you know, raging rivers, and that caused the damage. But I think the state did an excellent job in telling people to be aware of all possibilities.
What about the federal government? How are they handling Vermont?
Very well so far. The FEMA people are here. They're coordinating activities with the state emergency people. I've just been on the phone with the Secretary of Transportation, who promises us help. My understanding is the governor has been in touch with the president, so we expect strong cooperation between the feds and Vermont. You know, we are a small state, and while nobody at this point can assess the damage, you're talking tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars of damage, if not more than that. So for a small state, this is going to be not only a terrible human burden in the sense of people. I mean, just in an area of Waterbury, Vermont, where, you know, all of the basements that were flooded, their first floors were flooded, people can't live in them, electricity is out, businesses are shut down, that's kind of an economic impact, people without electricity, tens of thousands of homes without electricity. So this is, you know, for this small state that does not get hit by these type of things very often, this is pretty devastating.
Yeah, who would have thought a tropical storm, as Amber Lyon said, could devastate Vermont, of all places. Normally you think about North Carolina, Florida,
right,
Louisiana, but Vermont not necessarily. One final question, Senator, before I let you go. It's a political question. What do you say to Republican Congressman Ron Paul, who's a Republican presidential candidate, a libertarian, who says, you know what, the federal government should get out of the FEMA business. It has no responsibility in dealing with issues like that.
I've known Ron Paul for many years. I like Ron Paul, but on these issues, he's completely out to lunch. And I would suggest to Ron to come to Vermont, talk to people who are really hurting, who need help. We are a nation. We're not 50 individual states. And when there were terrible disasters that hit Louisiana or earthquakes that hit other parts of our country or tornadoes that hit the Midwest, everybody in this country understands that as Americans we stand together.
All right, so there's a good word from Bernie Sanders about Ron Paul, except when it comes to FEMA, doesn't think he's right. Over on CNN, Anderson Cooper had a lengthy conversation with Ron Paul about whether we need FEMA to help in the disaster situations like the hurricane. And this developed sort of into an argument.
You talked about going back to, you know, 1900, but way before something like FEMA was around. But in Galveston, which I think is part of your district, you know, wasn't it FEMA who rebuilt it? They needed FEMA there wasn't a seawall in Galveston before the storm. And they needed to rebuild because locals there decided that it was just too expensive for them to cover all of that on their own using local funds. And because they didn't, 6,000 people died in that storm. I mean, if FEMA were abolished, wouldn't you be setting a stage for life or death decisions or gambles, you know, in poor areas of the country?
I pointed out in 1900, Galveston, which is in my district, they survived without FEMA, and they did rebuild the city, and it was mostly local funds. There were probably some state funds in, and that's when the seawall was
built.
Right,
but there wasn't
a
seawall there because they had decided to gamble because it was too expensive. If you had a federal government who was involved,
Anderson, wait a minute. The seawall was built shortly thereafter. The FEMA didn't build the seawall in 1979. That's been around for a long, long time. You didn't need FEMA to build it. And just think of the management of all the levees in the country. Now they're starting to study even the levees on the river are probably making our floods much worse. The levees in
so you're saying there's absolutely no role
the federal
government should play.
Let me finish. They were all built by the federal government, and they failed. So the federal government had a lot of responsibility for the creation of the mess in New Orleans.
So you don't think there's any role for the federal government in disaster response? Or do you?
Rescue operations, I think so. And matter of fact, my approach, I think, was a very modest and reasonable approach when they came for funds, even today or back in the, you know, when we got hit at Galveston. I said, I'll vote for the funds, but you got to cut it. We're broke. The economic condition of this country is dire. So you cut $2 billion from overseas, put $1 billion against the deficit, put $1 billion into helping the people that we taught to be dependent on the federal government. So I think that's very reasonable. But to say, oh, it's endless, the government will take care of us, and we're broke, and we're in the midst of this economic crisis, which is going to get a lot worse, and not be concerned about it, and say, oh, well, the people need it. Well, I mean, from the start of FEMA being involved and taking over land control and taking over these management, they aren't very efficient. Yeah. They're very inefficient. They give no bid contracts. Big corporations make a lot of money on this. They would have been better off in Katrina if they had just written a check to everybody and not gotten involved in all the mess that they did. They handed out checks to people that didn't even live there. I don't know how anybody could defend the inefficiency of what went on with Katrina.
Ron Paul wins. Anderson Cooper loses that one. He sounded kind of nervous at the beginning, and sometimes he becomes a little too strident, I think, for a news reporter, or he's supposed to be a news reporter. He inveigles himself and involves himself too much in the story. Ron Paul wins. What did we do before FEMA? Questions. He wasn't really talking about all federal agencies. He was talking about FEMA specifically. But then he did make some comments about New Orleans, which are true, and other areas as well. We all know there's too much government. We all feel it. We all sense it. We all are incensed by the amount of money that's spent. And the reference to New Orleans, most people know the Army Corps of Engineers rebuilt the levees, same as they were before, and they weren't right before. And there was big arguments. Nope, the Army Corps of Engineers said, we're going to fix it, and they screwed it up. So back to the underlying discussion that Ron Paul is on top of, and that is the essence of duplication, triplication, quadruplification, you don't understand what I'm saying. Over and over again, there's this layer upon layer of foolishness. And Ron Paul says it like it is. Good for him. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to radio host Brian Wilson talking to Matt Meyer about some of the problems FEMA has and what they do to the economy.
Ron Paul said that FEMA was something like $20 billion in the hole because of, among other things, the flood insurance that they underwrite for people who like to build homes in the Ninth Ward in New Orleans and out in Nag's Head and Duck and, you know, and places like that, that wind up getting hit by hurricanes. Are you familiar with, is that an ongoing, scenario over at FEMA?
Yeah, the disaster relief fund, is getting, woefully short of funds, because FEMA gets involved in pretty much every little thing that occurs in the country, so that they're essentially, we've federalized pretty much every flood, fire, tornado, storm, you can imagine. And so that's drawing down the funds. And then in terms of the flood insurance program, yeah, that was bankrupt after Katrina and still remains so, because, you know, we continue to essentially subsidize people to live in flood zones and even worse, rebuild in flood zones, which makes no sense whatsoever. And then that of course perverts the private sector insurance market and all those other things.
Any reason to believe that policy will be changed, during our lifetime?
We know we're working really hard, in my role as a visiting fellow with Heritage to get FEMA back focused on truly catastrophic events, which was what it was intended to deal with. And you do need a federal component that can be there for some type of, you know, 9/11, Hurricane Katrina type event. The problem is FEMA has gotten so involved in the routine natural disasters across the country that it's worn thin. And so we are working to try to get a bill that would essentially remove certain types of disasters that aren't very big from being eligible for FEMA declaration so that we can get FEMA back focused on the big stuff and let states and localities deal with the small stuff.
Perfect example of what we're talking about here. They just stretch out their tentacles. They get involved in more things. There's no mandate. Let's throw money at it. That's the kind of stuff you need a watchdog like Ron Paul to bring these things up and to fix them. That's why he makes a good candidate as far as I'm concerned. He really talks about what most of us are feeling, and that is the pinch from too much government involvement in things. Is there a place for FEMA? Maybe you can argue that, as was suggested there, in really difficult situations, but there are most of the stuff they do is duplicated by other government agencies. 800-510-8255. It's 16 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Have you ever wanted OnStar, but it didn't come with your car? Well, all that's changed. Introducing OnStar FMV, a mirror you can add to your car. So drive your Ford, your Toyota, your Honda to Best Buy, and you can drive away with automatic help in a crash, stolen vehicle and roadside assistance, navigation, Bluetooth, and more. The wait is over. Get it installed on your car today. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
These days, you can't afford to be wasting time or money, especially in business. That's why I stopped going to the post office and started using Stamps.com. Now, I print real U.S. postage for all my letters and packages using just my computer and printer. There's no need for expensive postage meters. It's like having the post office right here in my office. No more waiting in line, no more wasting gas driving to the post office, and now you can start saving time and money too. Just go to 28stamps.com, and you'll get a no-risk 4-week trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including free postage, but only if you go to 28stamps.com. That's the number 28stamps.com. Save time and money instantly at 28stamps.com. This really is a no-brainer. So get your 4-week no-risk trial and your $100 bonus offer, including free postage, at 28stamps.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Pretty interesting conversation going on here about Hurricane Irene and the need or not for FEMA. Here is Melissa Harris talking to Congressman Frank Pallone about the politics of the disaster relief funding and FEMA in general.
It's been said that disasters do not discriminate. You know, ultimately, when that flood water comes, it doesn't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican, whether your house is red or blue. So given that we have, obviously, people on both sides of the aisle suffering in these states from disasters, how is this going to play out for Republicans politically, given that they've made it political? Do you think that Eric Cantor and House Republicans are going to reap a kind of political whirlwind behind this?
Well, I hope that they recant. In other words, you know, Cantor has made this statement. I know he's repeated it again, or his staff has said that he means it. But I'm hoping that both Republicans and Democrats from the areas impacted by Hurricane Irene will simply step up and say, this is not acceptable. Again, it's a question of not getting the relief out, because if we don't do this quickly and do some kind of emergency appropriations bill, which we've done for as long as I can remember, it's really going to be distressful for the states and the towns and the people. I mean, you're talking FEMA, you're talking about grants and loans that go to individuals and small businesses. You're talking about money that goes to localities to pay for police and fire and rescue workers. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to treat this as, as if you would treat something that you can, you know, sit around and argue over for months or years. That's not the way we do business. That's not what the federal government's role is. So I'm hopeful that cooler heads prevail, I guess is the best way to put it.
All right, so there's Congressman Frank Pallone. 800-510-8255. Who else can do the work? Kathy in Virginia, who else can do this work?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a little nervous to be on the radio because I don't
be nervous. We don't bite. No biting going on here, Kathy. Go ahead. Make yourself at home.
Well, I don't understand. In times of need like this, why more people aren't joining in to help each other in the country, for example. I recently understand that Virginia has a huge surplus of money that they didn't know how they were going to spend or what they're going to do with it. So they're going to throw it away on repaving all the roads, like, at one time, where I don't really see the need to do that right now, and why they don't just send it to Vermont to help them out, you know, and take care of those people a little bit more than
Well, you know, what you're speaking to is bad management. If, in fact, the taxpayers have contributed more than was necessary to run the state of Virginia, what goes on in Vermont is sort of everybody's responsibility, yes. But is it your responsibility solely in Virginia? Probably not. But, again, too much taxation. I'd say I'd want to be looking at the state management of government there. Kathy, good call. Thank you.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He's here to help us understand some of the legal sides of the big stories from our charts this week. The aftermath of Hurricane Irene, or any hurricane, lawyers are all over the place. I heard somebody describe this is how this silly nuance of law is getting to just be beyond the beyond, Steve. The story about whether or not if your neighbor's tree falls on your yard, if it's do you get it paid for out of your insurance or the neighbor's insurance pay, it depends on whether the tree is dead or alive. If the tree is alive, you cut the tree on your line, you keep the wood, and he gets the wood on his side. And if there's damage done, apparently your insurance policy covers it. If the tree was dead when it fell over, you get it from his insurance company. How in the world do they get down to that sort of splitting hairs?
Oh, let's make it even worse. Actually, there's another aspect to it. If that tree on your neighbor's land has a branch that is going over into your property, in that case, or even roots below. In that case, the property is encroaching on your property rights, which go to the center of the earth and up to the minimum levels of air navigation. So you could make a claim in case that because it is encroaching on your property that they owe you money. These things, they're ridiculous, and that somebody actually spends the time to make these kinds of what can be draconian rules that don't apply to real life is always a sense of wonderment and bewilderment to me.
Well, also is a sense of, it gives you a sense as to why people so dislike lawyers. All right. I mean, under the circumstances, come on. Will you please come on? No, of course, yes. No, we accept the present company.
Okay.
All right. One of the things that's going to be a focus, the September 11th, I don't think celebration is the right word, acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is that there were a lot of charities that were started that failed miserably. A lot of people gave a lot of money to a lot of charities, and now it's coming back around full circle as people look to some of the charities that were started and say, hey, where'd my money go?
Yeah, interesting thing to bring up, because every major event brings about scams. Sometimes these scams are legal scams. Sometimes they're illegal scams. So start out with the charities that sprung up after 9/11, and it's a lesson to all of us when we're trying to be, you know, give into our better impulses and generosity and compassion to give to a charity. You got to check them out. And so there are the New York Attorney General is looking into this and found a lot of 9/11 charities. Didn't distribute the money. Many of them were incompetent. Others were taking it for administrative fees. Others were out and out scammed. And you always have to check out any charity that you're giving money to, first to find out if they are at least in theory legitimate, and then if your money is going where it's supposed to. There's a good website, charitynavigator.org, that you can go to that will tell you this. But let me also warn you, as long as you brought it up, there will be all kinds of scams that are going to be coming up on the anniversary of 9/11, and one place you're going to find them is on people's Facebook walls. You're going to get what looks like a message from a friend of yours. Here is a video that shows, and it's going to be some kind of wild conspiracy or something that's going to grab your attention.
Yep.
You click into that video, and it's going to be carrying a virus that's going to eat up everything in your computer and take your computer passwords and credit cards and the whole nine yards. So be warned. Don't trust any attachments that you get from anyone. Always check them out first.
Part of what's written in some of these books that Steve has penned over the years, The Truth About Avoiding Scams is one of them. You can get the books. Check them out at stevelaw.net. Justice Breyer says it may not be okay for Terry Jones or whatever his name is to burn the Koran on September 11th. This is that fool who was going to, you know that whole story. So
I remember it well.
Is it, but we were told earlier, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, burn all the Korans you want to.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting because technically it's like burning the flag or burning a Bible. It's expressive conduct. They may find the place that he's doing it or the circumstances under which he's doing it may be creating a public nuisance. So they find some way of getting around that. But generally, that's protected free speech.
All right. So he gets another free Hyundai.
Yeah.
Maybe or whatever
exactly.
It is that he got the last time around. All right. So we have three important things covered here in our overview of what's going on in the world of conversation radio, issue-oriented news talk radio. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out his books and his commentary at stevelaw.net.